fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men we'll test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 19th of May. The prepper tip of the day, get rain gear suitable for doing manual labor. Don't go shopping at local sporting goods stores. What you get there will not stand up to doing manual labor. It simply won't. Go shopping where the ranchers, farmers, and construction workers buy their rain gear. You need heavy-duty outdoor rain gear that will stand up to doing outdoor work. That's your prepper tip of the day. Very important. We're patient waiting in the green room, my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff began a quest more than 25 years ago to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in anything and everything to do with the international commerce conspiracy. He's authored 3 books on the matter, co-authored 3 other books on the matter of the international commerce conspiracy. Those books available at Amazon.com. And, of course, Jeff's website is jrnyquist.blog. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, we had some technical issues before the show began, and have those been resolved now?
Yeah, there was something else going on my device, and so it's gone now.
Okay, good to know. Well, you have at your website at jrnyquist.blog, a discussion with Cliff Kincaid. Tell us about who Cliff Kincaid is and what that discussion entails.
Yeah, well, Cliff Kincaid, you know, accuracy in media, accuracy in academia. He's been a journalist in Washington for many years. And he's a pro-vaxxer. He's a conservative. And so he was telling me how he's being dropped by people on the right as well as on the left. So now he's in a peculiar place because he thinks the vaccine is a wonderful technological achievement that Trump should be given credit for.
And the COVID vaccine. He likes the COVID vaccine.
He likes the vaccine.
He thinks
it's an answer. Yeah. So it was interesting to have a discussion with him. But we really didn't discuss that very much. We discussed that before the show, which is more interesting, I think, than the show was. But anyway, my previous article, that was just an interview I did. But my last article was about was with Leo Degarde, which was about seers in the last 300-400 years in Europe, who were talking about a war that was going to happen, World War III, and they all seemed to see similar things in this future around the time that we are. And so he did a book in German 20 years ago that he interviewed me. He interviewed people in intelligence and military things to show that certain things like what were predicted were actually in preparation at the time. So that was interesting. I learned something about some of these seers in Europe, and one was a South African farmer who made astonishing predictions. But a lot of people don't know that that there are people who have special abilities. We don't really know why.
Right.
And in fact, there was a book written, Amy Jacobson wrote a book about the U.S. government's remote viewing program, which is really an astonishing book, and about all the testing that was done on psychics like Uri Geller, and there were like three of them in the U.S. that they tested under scientific lab circumstances. And of course, I happen to have known one of the people who tested Uri Geller. It was a guy I went to lunch with at the university when I was attending at UC Irvine. But it's a fascinating subject, and people don't realize. I never realized how much the military used such people, but there are some astonishing stories related to what they did during the Cold War.
Right. Well, there's a lot of speculation about whether that type of work is still going on, it is a fascinating area. I agree. We got a first caller here, Jeff. We got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Me? Hear me now.
Go ahead, John.
I have a question about a couple of things. One of them has to do with the Manchurian Railroad incident back in 1931, which had been cited as the first false flag incident leading to the Asia Pacific War. Was the pretext for the Japanese occupation of Manchuria. What was behind that?
Well, the Soviets and the Japanese were competing in Manchuria, and as you recall, there was the Russo-Japanese War, in which the Japanese had basically kicked the Russians out of Manchuria and then themselves left. But the Japanese basically used that event. The Japanese army, I should say, used the event to invade Manchuria. The Japanese government did not order the invasion of Manchuria. They were rather shocked at the army's insubordination in simply deciding it was going to invade it. So,
all right. And what was really... Oh, excuse me. Where's that? All right. Hello. Can you still hear me?
Go ahead.
I was wondering what was really behind that incident there, where the railroad incident. Did anyone ever find out who actually set the bomb on the railroad or the railroad bridge?
I don't know. When you read history books, they just mention it. They don't go into details. So I've never read a specific book on it. So I don't know.
I mean,
only that there was competition between the Soviets and the Japanese in Manchuria then, and the Japanese army decided they weren't going to tolerate Soviet presence or communists in Manchuria.
All right, that was one of the sticking points for a truce with China. They wanted to keep Manchuria, correct?
Well, they did. The Japanese kept Manchuria. They set up a puppet government under the former Chinese
Empire. I know, after all that war with China broke out in 1937, and they got bogged down, they were trying to look how they could get out and save face. And one of the sticking points, though, was that they wanted to keep Manchuria as a, well, they wanted the resources, but the biggest reason was for the buffer against the, against Soviet expansion in Asia, correct?
Well, they were worried about the Soviet Union. There were two factions in Japanese politics. One was basically the army faction and the navy faction. And the army faction saw the Soviet Union as an inevitable enemy, and they were very concerned with preparing for a future war against the Soviet Union. So as far as very poorly understood how the Marco Polo Bridge incident and how the Japanese ended up invading China is not all that well understood, nor is the arcane nature of Japanese politics at the time that easy to follow.
But it's the Japanese, it's kind of like the Reichstag fire. This was the excuse that started afterwards, I think the Japanese were accused of having rigged up a false flag incident with that Manchurian bridge incident to go in and occupy Manchuria, correct?
I don't know. I mean, the world, Japan was kicked out of the League of Nations over that. And I don't know if anybody accused them of rigging a bomb. I never heard that before. I have no idea.
But we also know, I understand that it was planned to use Japan as a kind of, like they were using Germany as an icebreaker and Hitler to start a second imperialist war, where they were also using Japan. The plan was to use Japan as an icebreaker to create another imperialist war in Asia so that they could use that to expand communism, correct?
Well, Lenin had the idea of causing a war between Japan and the United States. He expressed this idea apparently in 1920. And that was the plan that Stalin was following. So I'm not highly knowledgeable about the communists other than the one that the Russians had inside the German embassy in Japan. I'm not really that detailed in my knowledge on the communist agent networks inside, controlled by the Soviets inside Tokyo. But there was apparently very extensive ones playing games and manipulating the Japanese government. So I wish I've looked for books on that in English. I haven't been successful in finding any, but if anyone can recommend anything, I know there were extensive penetrations of the Japanese government at the time, but I don't know. I don't have any details.
I don't know. I just have my suspicions that possibly were they infiltrating the Japanese military and army, though, trying to get them to start an aggressive policy in East Asia, which they could then exploit to their own ends.
Well, that would be a logical thing that they would probably try to do. But there was a very strange movement within the Japanese military, and it was that the Japanese government was reacting against communism properly. And part of the concern of the Asian faction was that communism was going to reach Japan, and it was going to, they wanted to destroy the Soviet Union. They thought it was a real threat to their way of life and to Japan's position.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Also, did you get that email I sent you about that woman?
Yeah, I did.
What do you think of her testimony?
I didn't really get a chance to study it. I'm afraid I was a bit busy with other research.
Okay.
Okay. And anyway, but is there any kind? Do you think that there might be any similar kind of false flags being in the way in Manchuria or possibly? Or any Reichstag fires that are in in the works now to get us into any to set off the next phase of the plan.
I don't know. It could be. You got to keep your eyes open. I mean, nobody knows even to this day about the Reichstag fire. You talk about it. It's generally considered by historians now that the Nazis did not set the fire. The guy that set it had said it. So, you know, we've got these ideas in our heads that certainly false. Sometimes they're what they are. So a person has to be careful. Sometimes something is just what it is. Sometimes there is a provocation. Sometimes there's not.
Okay. John, mm-hmm. We appreciate your call.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Okay. Your call number is 512-248-8252. Well, Jeff, we're really getting to some esoteric things here, don't we, sir?
Yeah.
To say the least. Well, leaving the 1930s and coming forward 80 years, we've got 2021 here. We've got a man controlled by the communists in the Oval Office, a woman sidekick there, Vice President Kamala, heels up Harris, who is a communist, communists in high-level positions throughout the government being appointed by Joe Biden. Don't we, sir?
I do believe that's what's going on. Yeah, you were telling me before the show about the Chinese currency, and you dropped out, and I didn't hear it.
Oh, well, here's what happened. The communist Chinese government has prohibited Chinese banks from dealing in any cryptocurrency except the Chinese government cryptocurrency, which is causing cryptocurrencies, hundreds of them all over the planet, to drop like a rock as we speak, Jeff. That's what's going on.
Oh, that's interesting. They don't want any currencies out there that could do well that they don't control.
Obviously. And, of course, they claim that their cryptocurrency is gold-backed, which it may be unique. I don't know if any other cryptocurrency is gold-backed or not. But
no, they're not that I know of, no.
They claim that theirs is. There's a lot of people of all ages, especially people under age 50 that are involved in investing in cryptocurrency. And I'm sure that they're having second thoughts about that now, don't you, Jeff?
Yeah, well, I was talking to a friend last night who's really big into cryptocurrency. He started with an investment of like $5,000. And as of last night, when I talked to him, it was worth $87,000.
Uh-huh. Well, things may be different right now.
Oh, my.
We shall see. What direction do you want to go next, Jeff?
Having done this, we could talk about the predictions of a future war that have gone on in Europe for
three years. Let's do that. Who's making these predictions, and do they give a specific time frame or date?
No, they don't give dates. There's seers that go back quite a ways. There's a lady in Brittany who was born in 1850 named Jehenny, who predicted that there would be a great war in the future, but predicted that it would begin as a civil war in France, and it would spread to other Western countries. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm. Given it is interesting.
There was a fellow, one of the most impressive seers in Europe was a man named Errol Meyer. And he predicted that Russia was going to attack the West.
Really? Okay. Yeah. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Hey, there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. The threat of EMP attack is a clear and present danger. And the Department of Defense gets their equipment from the EMP Shield people that I work with. You get a very nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. Excellent articles there that you can subscribe to and help support Jeff's work. His book's available at Amazon.com. Three books he authored, three more books he co-authored. Jeff, tell people how they can support you at your website. How does that work, sir?
If you go to jrnyquist.blog, jrnyquist.blog, there's a voluntary subscription button, and you can use PayPal to subscribe quarterly. So that's good.
And that will help Jeff a lot. And I hope people will do that, that they will help support your work, that they'll buy your books and become a big fan of yours like I've been for so many years. Jeff, I was just thinking, I first became aware of you. You were writing a column for WorldNet Daily. I think it was a weekly column you were writing at the time. That's been, 18, 20 years ago, something like that? Been quite a while.
Well, it was I was 22 years ago I started writing for WorldNet Daily, and I wrote for them for more than 2 years. And I wrote for Financial Sense for 12 after that, and other publications too, like Sierra Times. So, yeah, I've done always had my own website for most of the time. But anyway, I was talking about Erlmeyer, his predictions about a future war. And what was remarkable is not only was he predicting that Russia would attack the Western Europe, but that China would attack the United States and would invade with Russia and North America in his predictions. And Erlmeyer died in the late 50s.
About when was this written, sir?
Erlmeyer was a German who lived, I believe he made these predictions like in 1950s.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And so he predicted this future world war, tremendous world war that was coming. He said what was interesting, though, he said the invasion of North America by Russia and China would not get very far. And there would be something in which Russia and China would, their alliance would break down during the war. So,
okay. Well, I can see that happening. China treats all Caucasians, including Russians, as if they're some kind of subhuman because of their beliefs in themselves and who they are. So I can easily see that happening. That's something to make note of and incorporate with everything else we know. Of course, we've had any number of predictions about Russia and or China invading the United States, haven't we, sir?
Yeah, well, there have been others who've made these predictions too, yes.
Do you put any, there's a document called George Washington's Dream. Believe that's a historical fact or something, somebody's fantasy?
Well, there was a newspaper article in the 1880s, which was a reprint of an article that was published in, I believe it was in 1860, on the 4th of July at Independence Hall. A man who was, I don't recall his name because it's been a while since I read about it. He was a companion of George Washington's at Valley Forge. He was on George Washington's staff. And wherever George Washington set up his headquarters, his staff was sleeping on the floor by the hearth. And they would get up and they'd have tables and they would do the staff work for the Continental Army. But he recalled an incident then on this 4th of July meeting, this 100-year-old guy, that Washington had a dream while they were at Valley Forge. And he had told his staff about the dream. Now, we don't know if this guy was making it up or whether the newspaper was creating an apocryphal story. We don't know. But it is very interesting what the dream was alleged to be. The dream was that Washington had been shown by an angel or a supernatural being three future crises through which America would pass. One was, of course, the American Revolution that it was passing through then. Another was a great civil war. And the third one was where the United States would be invaded from three continents. And what's interesting is that of course, you could have, in 1861, you could have predicted maybe that the secession that was about to happen would end in the Union prevailing. Of course, it was not certain by any means at that time. But what's really astonishing is we are in a position where the United States can be bombed and invaded by three different continents.
That's right. Absolutely. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgotten. In Dixie's land, where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. Then I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land, I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Wednesday, the 19th of May. My website is thelibertyman.com. You'll find a lot there. I need to keep emphasizing how important the articles and interviews and videos with Dr. Mike Yaden, former vice president of Pfizer, former director of research there. He's the real deal. And he's flat out saying the COVID vaccines will kill people. You need to educate yourself so you can educate others. Also, my website, Energy Cleaners. We're getting a fresh shipment in, I believe, this week to get the backwaters caught up. That'll be good. And so check them out at my website, the Energy Cleaners, the mattress pads that go with them at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Send me a check if you like. My address is there. Toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His book's for sale at amazon.com. If you want to support Jeff, just go to his website, jrnyquist.blog. And you can see his bio there and his photograph and so forth, books he's got for sale. And go ahead and I'm looking here at your website, Jeff. Where would I sign up to participate in supporting you?
It's usually at the end of every article that I do.
At the end of every article. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, not the interview that I posted, but at the end of every article, there's a place where you can, and there's a place where you can buy my book or books.
Okay. Well, I'm going to scroll down here to this current article, and it's at the bottom here. And let's see. Okay, I see leave a reply. Looks like there's a lot of replies here. So it's between the article and the replies, it looks like.
Right, yeah, no. After the article, people like to comment, so.
Well, they like to comment a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And you give sometimes short responses, sometimes rather long responses. Okay, well, that's fine. Anyway, you can do it there at his website at jrnyquist.blog. Well, Jeff, the communists are licking their lips. They see the golden ring is close by, ready to be grabbed. If they lose this opportunity, if President Trump or some similar conservative was to be elected in 3.5 years, they're done for a generation, aren't they, sir?
Well, I don't know. The communist penetration in the United States is quite advanced. And there's nobody here, there's no organization here that competently recognizes and can act against them. Not the CIA, not the FBI,
The FBI doesn't even try. I know that for a fact.
The thing is that the bosses at the FBI were, if they were appointed by Obama and or this current president, who are they? You know, if James Comey, who actually was, I think he was appointed pre-Obama. If James Comey admits that he was a communist in college and then in an interview says he doesn't know what he is now, and has proved to be such a dishonest figure, what is it that his real beliefs were? I mean, who are some of these people that are in our bureaucracy? If we thought we had a problem in the 1940s, you know, when Venona calculated there were over 300 communist agents in the White House working for the Roosevelt administration, what is the figure today? We've been massively penetrated, and we have had no counterintelligence defense, no defense against it. And penetration is what the communists do.
I came across a communist agent. This was 25 years ago, and I thought, well, I'll do my patriotic duty. There was an FBI agent I knew, and I called him up, and I attempted to give my report, and he says, John, it's no longer part of our mission statement to keep track of communists in this country. I said, what? He says, that's the way it is. It's no longer part of our mission statement to keep track of communists in this country. So the FBI should be part of their mission statement to keep track of communist activity in this country, but they don't, Jeff. I'm very disappointed to find that out, and I doubt that it's changed. Jeff, we got a caller on hold. We're at Dave in New York. Morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, John and Jeff. Jeff, I sent you an article yesterday, and of course you didn't have time to read it. I'm not expecting that. But this one I sent John also, it's mainstream media keeping the public trapped in a constructed narrative, and I think this is basically sociology. It's not my field. I sent it to you for a little evaluation, and I will read three brief lines from the whole thing. It's, to me, it's very enlightening, and to you, it's probably old hat. Heuristic/sufficiency principle states that people rarely do the work necessary to retrieve information pertinent to the decision they must make from their memory. and that's Schrum in 2002. This is all a referenced article. The accessibility principle states that it is the information that is most readily accessible at the top of the mind that people are looking at. And further says the brain stimulus response mechanisms will allow people to associate their easily accessed memories with relevant information being received. And this is what I see people doing. I mean, they make these junk conclusions based on very little information and very little thought. What comments do you have on this little bit that I read? And I'll let you evaluate the article later if you ever have time.
I didn't know. That's not very much to go on by evaluating. I didn't quite understand. They were citing, could you explain it again?
Oh, okay. Well, I don't expect you to comment on an article you didn't read yet. I mean,
yeah,
that's absurd.
But
they had the heuristic sufficiency principle they mentioned. Is that something you're familiar with, and the accessibility principle?
They
start out with communism, talking about communist brainwashing. Okay. All right. I'll let you take a look at it.
I'm familiar with these from my own understanding. Look, people don't, it's a very fancy way of saying that people don't do their own research or they don't check things. And I've known that for a long time. When I was in graduate school, I was shocked. I'll tell you a story. I was in a seminar. Okay, this was the former dean of the School of Social Sciences was one of the leaders of the seminar. We had graduate students, some from China, from Korea, South Korea, myself and some others. And in this seminar, they were talking about how incredible it was that that South Vietnam was overthrown by a communist revolution. And that the people spontaneously, you know, the peasants overthrew the government of the Republic of Vietnam. And I interjected and I said, there was no communist revolution in South Vietnam. The North Vietnamese army invaded the country, and tanks rolled down the streets in Saigon. It was an invasion by a hostile foreign army. There was no successful communist revolution. And they looked at me and they said, U.S., you know, you've fallen victim of U.S., you know, Pentagon propaganda.
Really?
Yeah. And it was like, no, I studied the history of the war in Vietnam, and there was no such revolution. There wasn't an uprising of the South Vietnamese people in favor of communism. That never happened. In fact, you know, people fled North Vietnam, the tyranny, to escape to the South. And a lot of the people that were helping the Viet Cong, their families were hostage. That's why they were helping them. The Viet Cong criminals had taken their families hostage. So, I'm sure there were some communists, genuine communists in South Vietnam, but it was never a popular idea down there. But these academics, who, by the way, some of them had PhDs, of course, they absolutely believed communist propaganda over their own government's account of, or even historical accounts of the war.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's a bunch of mushy sociology and BS that these guys talk and convince themselves, and they're just like, the writing of books is no end and the manufacturing of fantasies the same. Where's the evidence? If there's evidence, yes. But if there isn't, no.
That's why
I stuck with science, you know, and because I just detected there was something wrong with the way these people were speaking. I couldn't verify half of what they're saying.
Social science is a lot of gobbledygook. Look, most of it, 60% of it is bad, and it's done by ideologically biased people. So you've got to, when you're there, you've got to realize, you know, and I may be underestimating now the number, because I don't really pay attention to most of it. When I was in graduate school, I was force-fed a lot of it. So, there's a lot of people, you know, working on things that when you hear the word heuristic or anything like that, you're talking about an academic, because only academics even use words like that.
Right.
So it's kind of funny.
Thanks for your opinion, Jeff.
Okay. Yeah. Dave, okay. Thank you for your good call. Day. The call number is 512-248-8252. Yeah, that's I'm disappointed, maybe not so surprised, that academics would not know how the Vietnam War ended. And I doubt that that's changed. That was, 30 years ago that you had that experience, Jeff?
In graduate school, yeah. It would be more than 30 years ago. That would be now 33 years ago.
Right, right. Well, I doubt that it's changed. The same type of academics, I'm sure, are still in charge who believe the same things, most likely.
Academia is worse than it was when I was there.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, if you don't understand your history, how can you possibly understand where you are now and where you want to go if you don't understand your own history? I don't know how that can be.
Yeah. No, they don't know very much. That's the thing about modern social scientists. The old timers used to say, look, you need to study history. You need to study these other fields. You need to study literature. You need to be erudite and well-educated. And the modern thing was, no, you join the revolution and you become an activist. And you are an activist in the classroom. And it doesn't matter what science supposedly is that you're doing. Since you're doing it for the revolution, it's not really objective. You know, there is no objectivity.
Right, right. The only thing that matters is the party line, right?
Only thing that matters is the revolution, you know.
The revolution, gotcha.
All about the revolution, yeah.
Well, they got their wish. They got their people in the White House. They came close with Roosevelt, and they came close with several others, but they really got their guy and their gal in there now, don't they?
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, I've been encouraging people to get active locally, to get active with the local Republican Central Committee in their county. The power of these national parties comes from the county level. Without the county, they'd have nothing, would they, Jeff?
No.
So we got all kinds of elections coming up. We have elections for city councils, for various school boards, for various county level positions, and state reps and state senators, all of which need conservative people to run for those offices, don't they, sir?
Yeah, if, yeah.
So just do it. It's important to participate in these things, to have conservatives in as many of these positions as possible, so that we have some chance of saving our republic. Our next caller is Warren in Montana. Good morning, Warren.
Good morning. When I was in the Navy, I was talking to some Vietnam vets, and one of them was talking, a few of them actually talked about the very beginning of Vietnam. A lot of black guys from the South were put on the front lines with not very much training or weapons, and there was a lot of, I don't know what you want to call it, did you ever hear anything about that?
Well, the I haven't heard that particular thing, but there was a lot of controversy during the Vietnam War about the role of the black soldiers who had been drafted, and the communists did their best to exploit that, and they had some success. I must admit, they had some success. I don't have the numbers in front of me that, as far as percentage of black Americans constitute 12% of the population. I'm not sure offhand what their percentage of men in combat was, other than there was a lot of them in combat, obviously. I'm not sure how to further comment on that, Warren.
Okay.
Jeff, you got any follow-up?
Maybe I was just...
I have never heard of... I've heard people make claims that black Americans were used as cannon fodder in the Vietnam War, but I've never heard this specific idea. I mean, My guess is it's just some kind of communist propaganda to try to divide people by race in this country.
Right, right. Anything else, Warren?
Not really.
I would say one more thing. Most of the people that died in the fighting on the ground during the Vietnam War were U.S. Marines. At least that was what I was taught in 1978 when I was in boot camp.
Right. Well, I don't know what the percentage was, but a lot of Marines did die, no doubt whatsoever. Okay, Warren, thank you for your call. We got our last break. We'll be right back.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, Jared Moore here on Wednesday, the 19th of May, visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. Check it out. Jeff, we've got about 3 minutes here to summarize your thoughts for the day and for the week, sir.
Summarize my thoughts for the day. I haven't summarized them to myself.
Okay. Well, let me give you a hand here. We got issues we're facing with the COVID We got issues with threats from Russia and China. And people need to be aware of them, and they need to make prudent preparations, don't they, sir?
Yeah, they do. They do, and people are often the weeds somewhere, not really paying attention. So you kind of do need to pay attention to this sort of thing. You know, I have such a difficult time on my website. You'll see people asking me questions, answering all the questions. People do send me. I get so much junk email, and people send me these odd questions. So if I miss your question, please forgive me. You could go on my site and you can ask there. I have to answer those questions, and I can find them as I manage the site. But my email is out of control. You know, when you're getting hundreds
your
of emails.
Your email's out of control. You have too much volume to deal with?
It's that my eye doesn't always see between all of the, you know, people will send me articles. I don't need, 100 people sending me articles. And I can't always tell if people are just dumping on me, data dumping on me, or whether, it's actually they're asking me a question. They're actually writing me a letter.
Right.
So a lot of times people are sending me articles. Look, I have my own reading commitments, and it's really difficult for me. And to read my mail is something, but to then read things people are sending me, it's really a big assignment. Because if I just read what everybody sent me every week, I would have no other occupation in the world.
Well, you know? I'm not quite to that point, approaching it, but not quite to that point.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to talk to me, and that sounds like the boat you're in, too.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. We're busy guys, and we do what we can, don't we, Jeff?
Yeah, everybody loves to get an email where you're writing to them personally, and you would be so shocked at how rare that is, that somebody actually writes to you a thoughtful letter or a thoughtful question, but just don't, the last caller was very nice. He had a question about an article, but
right.
People don't realize how many people send us articles to read. And it's like, and most of the stuff is not relevant to what I need to know to produce something every week. I have to have a pretty focused reading. So,
you got limited time. You have to be very discretionary in what you read, don't you, sir?
Yeah, you do. Because there's a lot of junk out there.
No doubt. No doubt at all.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Jeff. I want to thank you for being with us. We'll look forward to having you back on the roundtable next Tuesday, sir.
Okay. All right.
Appreciate
it. Thank you.
All right. That's it for today. Get medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, essential oils. Now, while you can, your final permission. Never, ever give up guns. Lead you a fun, safe, productive day. God bless America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.